Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Just Crossing the Street by Mary Beth Seacott, Costa Mesa, California, USA. Most people will tell you that New Yorkers are a rude and self-centered breed of people. Being born and raised a New Yorker, my experience has proved this theory a myth. June 1993. I was living with my parents in Staten Island, trying to find a job and planning a wedding. I had started job hunting late one day, but better late than never, right? Making sure I had bus money, I left armed with a ton of resumes. At the corner, a busy intersection, the "Don't Walk" sign was blinking. Being a New Yorker, I was going to just cross the street. I stopped myself thinking, with my luck, I'd get hit by a truck. I waited for the light to change. Once the light changed, I started to cross the street. A white Cherokee was making a turn, so I stopped halfway to let him go before I continued. He waved me on. As soon as I turned, I felt something hit me full on my left side. Suddenly, I was lying down with the bumper of a truck at my knees, being pushed along the street. I later found out that I flew in the air for about 10 feet and landed square on my head. People immediately were around me asking if I was okay. Someone screamed, "What's the matter with you?" I couldn't move my left leg because it was numb with pain. A woman who was a nurse made sure I was still conscious. I remember her asking if I was bleeding. She had watched the whole thing happen as she sat at the light in her car. She made sure that no one moved me until the paramedics arrived so I wouldn't go into shock. I only knew our neighbor Ruth. I rattled off phone numbers for her to call so someone would meet me at the hospital. I couldn't believe the crowd of people gathered around me. When the police and other emergency people arrived, they blocked traffic and I was moved into an ambulance. Miraculously, nothing was broken. I had a small cut on my left ear, a contusion on my left leg, and a huge bump on the back of my head. The screaming I heard was the man from the white Cherokee yelling at the truck driver, though some people would have kept going because it didn't affect them. He stayed at the scene as a witness. I had a nurse when I needed one most, and strangers watched out for me when I couldn't watch for myself. I'm thankful every day for the people that helped me. I know people think New Yorkers are like what they see in the movies or on TV, brazen, self-centered creeps. But I know the truth. New Yorkers are people who care about others, who take the time to help another person in need.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.